Water samples will be collected from 90 wells in Morrison County this summer in an effort by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources to map groundwater pollutants. Jim Berg is a hydrologist for the DNR and explains what they are testing for.
Our laboratory analysis will include some naturally occurring contaminants such as arsenic and manganese, but we'll also be analyzing water for nitrates. And then we're also looking at collecting a type of constituent that we call tritium, which is an isotope of hydrogen. It's a naturally occurring substance in the atmosphere, but it was greatly enhanced during the bomb testing in the late 50s and early 60s. So it acts as sort of a tracer. It combines with water vapor in the atmosphere, falls as precipitation. If we detect it in the water, we know that the water has been recharged fairly recently. And then we can use that information to help us calibrate our pollution sensitivity mapping that we do.
The DNR will eventually map the whole state on a county-by-county basis. Results will be published in the Minnesota Geological Survey in 2018. The survey shows movement of groundwater and cross-sections of groundwater conditions in addition to the pollutants. Before samples can be collected, the DNR does need permission from property owners.
We're using a process of sending out postcards to the landowners. We'll send out about 1,000 postcards to residents in the county, and then if they send back that postcard in a self-addressed envelope, we'll consider them for sampling in the program.
Postcards will be mailed to Morrison County property owners Tuesday, June 14th. Berg says he expects a sampling team to visit the county no later than mid-July. All participating properties will get a copy of the lab results. Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.